Hello, hello, fellow gardeners, and welcome to the Gardening Network with me, your Texan that's hot and humid down here, Lisa Roberts and Siobhan from beautiful high Canada, and Miss Donna Butler from delicious Louisiana. We're going to be discussing reasons why you should grow your own food today, and the Gardening Network is sponsored by Little Crop Circles, where you can grow more in small spaces. And you can find them at littlecropcircles.com. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Y'all doing okay today?
I'm making a pie right now.
Ooh.
It's in the oven. And it's on my Facebook page, Siobhan Shaw. It's on the Gardening Network Twitter page and the Facebook page. And I think it's on the Little Crop Circle page, too. The fresh strawberries and rhubarb, because it's strawberry and rhubarb season. And so the pie is in the oven right now. And it'll be ready as soon as the show's over. So if I hear the fire alarm going off in the house, I'm going to be very upset.
That is awesome. That is great. As a matter of fact, while you're talking about pie, I have went to the Little Crop Circle Facebook page, see the delicious strawberries and rhubarb, and I'm going to tag it on my page so others can have a mouth-watering look at what you're doing.
Beautiful.
And, you know, that's what the Grow Your Own Food movement is all about. It's eating food that's in season, learning how to cook it in so many delicious ways. You know, just think of rhubarb and strawberries. How many million ways can you prepare that? And then you can also can it, freeze it for later, right?
Yes. It looks beautiful.
Yes.
I'm looking at the picture.
Yes.
Oh, so you guys are just salivating while I'm trying to
yes.
run the show? I'm waiting
well,
for you to talk.
And I love the topic, grow your own, because in the last couple of days, friends of mine, you know, they're kind of getting on the grow your own bandwagon. Some have our seasoned gardeners, and they've been proudly putting up what they're growing on Facebook. Anitra Williams has done that. Cash Trim threw some seeds out in her garden and came up with a crazy flower we named the Cassie.
That's beautiful.
It's just crazy with the grow your own movement. I love it. Me, trying to get myself growing my own. No, and it's really true.
I
think it's
it.
Just something that's going to, you know, it's going to catch on. It's going to catch on.
It's going to have to. You know, Siobhan and I were just talking about the saving of money, and a lot of people are on budgets these days. And with the economy, it's getting better, yes, but it's very helpful to grow your own you can watch your budget that way, too.
Yes.
Well, I think that is one of the key things that, and they're calling people that are growing their own downshifters. Donna, you'll like that term. Downshifters
yeah,
is one
like
of the
that.
Terms
I like that.
That they're using for the Grow Your Own movement. People that are kind of slowing down, you know,
yeah.
it's part of that kind of taking it a little easier, you know, getting... As you talk about, Lisa, in your children's books, is returning to the basic values.
Yes. Back to basics, yes.
And
why
is that so important?
Well, I think that we've all just gotten so busy in our lives, especially with technology. Now, there's some good to technology with getting things done and being able to save a whole lot of information. But we're forgetting to get back to the basics of the earth, and we're all standing upon it. We're going to have to be friends with it again and get our hands in it and start the seeds and start that germination. And our bodies are showing it, too. You know, we have record high elevation of obesity with our children. Kids aren't playing as much outside. And they're not eating their greens. They're just grabbing processed foods. And if they get outside in the gardens with their moms and dads and grandpas and aunts and uncles, they can actually see what they're eating being grown. And they get excited about it and they start to want to eat it. That's a very important point.
Donna, you have kids. Lots of kids.
Yes. Yes. And one thing we love doing is we love picking blueberries. We have a friend of ours has a blueberry farm, and we love doing that. They love watching me have success and failure with my little patch. That's what we call it now, a little patch. And it's good. They've been really watching me as we hunt out the veggie trucks now. And I'm so pleased to say that Zachary is opening a full produce market in the next 3 weeks, Zachary.
Wow.
Freaking believable. I'm going to be there. I'm going to get it open. I'm going to get lots of pictures. Everyone in Zachary is so stoked about it. So that's a new thing. I never thought I'd see that. There was an old food stand, you know, but this is the actual store. This is a building.
Oh, wow.
And it's called Fresh Produce. Zachary Fresh Produce. So I'm excited to see what they bring.
Oh, congratulations. That's wonderful.
You know, I was reading a Forbes article, and they were talking about how this growing your own food and sourcing your food locally is become a worldwide phenomenon. It's not just the U.S. or Canada, or it's all over. There, you know, Japan, Australia, India, Ireland. Some friends are going to Ireland this week, so that's why it's on my mind. I was just talking to her, but you can just Google "grow your own food movement" and you're going to see people are kind of turning to local as opposed to just picking up whatever's in the store. I had to buy some strawberries yesterday and I couldn't get them at the local farm market because in our area they weren't ready and I needed to make this pie. The rhubarb came from the local farm market, but I had to buy the strawberries from the United States.
They're probably hothouse.
I don't know where they're from. Probably from California or something. But the thing is, if I just waited to the end of the week, I probably would get local strawberries, right?
Yeah.
There's local raspberries right now, which I threw into the pie just for a little extra kick. Mm-hmm. But the thing is if I just increase my level of awareness to what's in season and where I can get it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I'll be joining the ranks of everybody else who is trying to source their food locally and grow locally as opposed to having it imported from China. Do you know where your garlic comes from? You know, the ones that come in the mesh bags that are in the, you know, take a look at where those things come from in your grocery stores. Take a look at where your food comes from.
Big thing. I think we'll become more and more aware as nature kind of takes a little control over things. I know here, to some, I mean, it was a good thing that there was the abundance of rain, which for crawfish season was amazing. But you're looking at other things that are going to go up. Eggs are going up. Rice is going up.
Yeah, because the salmonella, yes.
Yes, and so there are things that are going up, and crawfish doesn't last all season. And I heard someone say, oh, now the crawfish, they've had such an abundance, they're still selling well into, you know, late June, and they're starting, you know, to be hard. You know, because you're looking at, like you say, the bottom of the barrel. You know, and it's the same thing like what you're saying now. If you can grow locally and have it, you know, all year round, different things, different seasons, you're not just stuck on one thing that you have to wait all year for. You know what I mean? Like the crawfish. You have to wait all year. And if it's a bad rainy season, it's high as a kite. You know, and if it's good rain, you know, it's a good thing, but eventually you're going to hit a bad spot. So what I'm saying is growing your own, having your own source right there with you, that's pretty exciting. You don't have to do the supply and demand thing, you know. I have my own lettuce. I don't have to go spend, you know, $3 for lettuce when I'm growing.
That's right.
And you know you're growing it in. You're talking about the crawfish. Even I have my own chickens, and we eat our own eggs. And I know that they don't sit there all day. They're free range, and they eat bugs.
Exactly.
And they eat the vegetables and things that we don't eat. there's no pesticides. I won't even kill our ants because I don't
want
the chickens picking on it, whatever.
Right.
So we just don't use it. It's free, and I know that it's healthy for us.
Yeah, you see, you guys touched on one thing, salmonella poisoning. In rice, is that right? Did you guys? That's food
eggs.
Safety. Food, oh, eggs. So food safety
eggs.
Is a huge...
It is.
Huge factor for people that really give a darn about their family and what they're feeding them. I think food safety is huge, knowing where your spinach comes from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can eyeball the person who sold it to you at the farmer's market, you know, you can go back and tell them it made you sick. If, you know, you can't go down to Mexico and tell them that it made you sick. You know?
No.
Well,
if you want to come back.
That's
right. That is true. You know, you were talking about the kiddos earlier. I know that when we were working in gardens with Mom and Dad, we had a big workout. It really is. You get to stretch your legs. You get to stretch your back and do the physical exercise outside. So people who love exercising can maybe on Monday or Wednesday work in the garden, and you get your aerobics in because you're hauling, you're bending, you're cutting. And if you look at it that way, you can get your workout. You don't have to pay a gym.
Exactly. You're out in your yard sweating yourself to death. It's all for healthy eating and eating better. I'll tell you what, my kids do know the difference between garden carrots and garden potatoes than potatoes that have sat inside of a store.
Mm-hmm.
They know the difference.
The taste, yeah.
And it is the taste. It is such a different taste. The tomatoes we had at my daughter's house, they were excellent. They were just warm enough with the, you know, natural sun.
Mm-hmm.
They were beautiful. They were firm. And when she pulled it off, it made that nice little sound. And,
You're making us hungry for tomatoes.
I know. How's that pie coming, Siobhan? How's that pie coming?
Oh, no, that's the dryer buzzer. I forgot to put the timer on the pie. So, and you're right. The local food is fresher. It's packed with more nutrients. I think that's a big thing. And another big thing is that gardening locally and sourcing your food locally really helps you solidify your ties to the community because everybody's doing it. So then you get out and you meet people. You know, you're outside in your garden. If your neighbor's outside in his or her garden, you get to know them better, right?
Right.
Sometimes we are just so insulated, isolated,
yeah.
Insulated. Yeah, both the same
both.
Thing.
Both.
You're
right.
You go to the farmer's market. It's amazing. It's a great community. You get to know all kinds of people. You know, I
You're
see
right.
people that I only see at the farmer's market, but sometimes in the winter I see them at the local grocery store, right? And it's like, hey, how's it going? But I never see them at the local grocery store in the summer.
Right.
You know, it helps when you're feeling blue, when you're just not feeling too good or you're angry with someone or a situation, and you go outside and you pick up that hoe, or you pick up that spade and you start pulling weeds. After a while, you just forget your troubles. You just start seeing things grow, and you're taking deep breaths, and you smell the soil, and you're outside. You're not depressed anymore. It really does uplift your spirit.
It really does. And I love how you say that. We have an arboretum that very few people go to. And I mean, when I say very few people to me, in that kind of situation would be like 100 maybe on a daily basis, which isn't a lot for
right.
this big, beautiful arboretum. And it's so funny to me that, you know, and I'm not putting down the parks and the water parks and all that, but sometimes just to be able to walk through things and touch them
mm-hmm.
and feel the dirt that they're coming out of. I mean, that is an experience. No music, no iPods, no phones, just walking through. No pictures, just walking through. I
That's
did
right.
that on Sunday, and it was just so peaceful. I've been needing some tranquility. And I went to the Kahn Arboretum in Baker. FYI, dropped that out there, and it was the most peaceful thing.
Just being present. isn't it,
yes.
Donna? I mean, you're just present, just you and that. That's it.
That's it. That's it. I ran into a few people like walking with small children, but nothing to say that would disturb, you know,
right.
where I was and my walk and just looking around, seeing the different flowers. And this was a really, really relaxing, I like how you say that, relaxing time. And
yeah.
I felt better. I got my head together.
Oh, you know, I agree with you on that. I think it's almost like meditation to be out in a garden and
yeah.
walking around, even just to water the pots, or that if they're not automated, you know, some of our pots aren't on automatic sprinklers because they're in different parts of the yard. And John's going away and he waters them, so he has to show me tonight again, because he does have to do this every time he goes away, just in case I forget something, how to water. And I actually am looking forward to, you know, getting out there with the wand and watering the different things, you know, because I know it'll be sort of this quiet time where it's me and nature, you know, and I won't necessarily have my camera with me because it might get wet, but it's the same. It'll be the same as when I do take my camera out and I kind of get lost in looking for those little white spiders on the daisies and, you know, looking mm-hmm. sort of deeper than just sort of the scenery around me. I look for the little things, you know, the things that catch my attention, little things that are growing that I'd never seen before. There was one, I don't know what it was, one time it was kind of like this, almost a funnel growing up.
Hmm.
And I never did figure out what it was, if it was some kind of fungi or, you know, some kind of moss or something like that.
Hmm.
It was the coolest little thing growing there, but it got my attention, and it's just like meditating. It's just, I come back and I feel refreshed, and it's sort of the stressors of the day are gone for a while. It's great.
Yes, I agree. If you just joined us today, we're talking about reasons why you should grow your own food, and we're sponsored by Little Crop Circles, where you can grow more in small spaces, and you can find them at littlecropcircles.com. You know, Siobhana, Donna, y'all were talking about how it makes you feel. I just wrote a couple of notes down. I know y'all are like this as well. You're caretakers because you have families. And then there's one thing, OCD. If you're an obsessive person, that you're perfect for gardening because it has instant results, meaning you can go out there and pull the weeds and make it look nice.
Right.
And if something messes it up, you can do it again, but you can actually see something starting and happening.
No, you're so right. You are so right. And I have to have in my patch, things have to be right. I have to go out there and pull the weeds. I have to go out there and try to make something happen. And by
yes.
the time, first I go out there, I'm going to be honest, I'm so freaking mad, you know.
Yes.
Because nothing's popping up yet the way I freaking want it to. And so it's like weeds and stuff. So I go out there and I'm mad. But by the time I get finished, at least the beer, yes, I feel better. I've yanked and pulled
mm-hmm.
and prodded. But I'm okay, and I'm tired, you know, either that or I'm just like on the brink of insanity, I fall out. But it's all done, and it's right. It's helped me a lot. It really does help me a lot to get some of the frustration out, you know.
Mm-hmm. I
recommend that. I recommend
now,
it.
Now, Siobhan, are you going to share your pie? I know you can't show it with share it with Donna and me, but are you going to share it? Because that's another thing, that when you grow your own food, you can have people over and share your bounty with people. Hint, hint.
Well, I know. My neighbors, if they're listening, we got some green peppers that I need to get over to them right away.
My husband loves peppers.
We have this great pepper pot. Pepper pot. It's a pepper pot. Peppers growing in little crop circles, and some of the peppers are ready. So John, and he filled like a bucket almost. And so I have all these peppers. Of course, I was eating them last night with my fresh green beans and kale salad and a little bit of really good organic beef or steak on the barbecue. It was so good. But I find that if I have lots of vegetables to eat, I eat less meat. So I can, you know, spend a little bit more money on the good meat, right? So I will. I'll probably take a one piece at least over next door.
A little
sure
sliver.
He does. A sliver
over there. Well, actually, John, one of his favorite pies is strawberry rhubarb. So that's one of the reasons I'm making it. He doesn't eat a lot of desserts, but that one he'll eat, I think, as long as it turns out. Now let's talk about cooking. I actually only put a little flour and a sugar in with the fruit. That's what I remember my mom doing. I've always done that. And then, of course, I forgot, how long do I put the pie in? So I had to go and Google it and find out. And people are putting, like, vanilla and cinnamon and all these things in it. And I was like, oops, I already had the top on it. So I'm hoping that you guys think that'll, you know, that's going to work out. Just sugar in the fruit and a little bit of flour.
It's going to cook in its own juices.
Yeah, it should be all right, huh?
Delicious, yes.
Now, everybody will say, well, there's not enough land in the cities to grow your own. They're not letting us grow on our front lawns. There's a whole movement for that, right? There's all that kind of stuff happening. But I actually just found something very interesting that Michigan State University in Detroit, the students did a study at the agricultural school there, and they found that Detroit, and so you can imagine, you know, every city is going to be like this, that just Detroit has enough suitable land to grow 76% of the vegetables and 42% of the fruit that Detroiters need for a healthy diet.
Yes. Yes, every city does. If you really start looking around, you have pots, you have rooftops. There's lots of places, even parkland that doesn't get used.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, if you're big in your community and you have a lot of influence in your community, you know, get them doing something about that. I mean, it's like with Zachary that you guys are, you know, you've got a fresh produce market opening. I think that's amazing. You've never had that before?
No, not like this. It's just been like the little stands, you know, but this is an actual building where, I mean, it's going to be nice. It's really going to attract a lot of attention. It's on a good spot. Yes, no, this is the first.
That's amazing. I know you're proud of him.
One of the things I found with the Grow Your Own movement is they talk a lot about how you develop food empathy. So you're understanding better the amount of effort it takes to grow food. So, you know, you take a look at the orchardists and the farmers and, you know, you think that they just might kind of get a kick out of riding around on their tractors or something. But it takes a lot of effort to grow food and a lot of time. You know, these people are up with the sun and they don't stop when they're farming, you know, they just don't stop. And so I think that we, by growing our own food, that we understand that. So we have more empathy for our local farmers.
I agree. I know when I was doing all the research for the children's books, I was studying on the American Indians, and a lot of the villages took the foods that they used or the animals that they ate, some tribes, and used every part of it. There was no waste. Mm. And the same thing with the foods. When you finish with your vegetables and your fruits, you can add them in that compost pile, cook it, and you can all recyclable. You don't waste anything. And we were talking earlier about when you don't have all the packaging. You don't have to have all that in your garbage can.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Everything goes in your tummy or back to the land.
I think that's great. You know, I was actually, when I was buying those grocery store strawberries, I actually saw on a shelf little sort of pots for composting so that you can put them on your counter. And so you can collect your compost. So the tail ends of all the vegetables and fruit and, you know, that sort of stuff, you can collect it during the day. And it had a little lid on it, and I think there was little vents in the lid. So you can collect your compost so you don't have to, you know, walk out of your house every time you're, you know, chopping up vegetables and you have something to throw out. So at the end of the day, then you can take it out because this little pot, this little compost pot sits right on your counter in your kitchen.
That's right. I just throw it out.
Wow.
My chickens run.
Wow.
The chickens run and go, here she is again.
Not everybody has a chicken.
I know, I know.
Around.
Right.
They'll have to run out and get some.
But I was reading that Japan throws, Japan, just Japan, the country of Japan, not a very big country,
okay,
throws 19 million tons of food out into the garbage. That's more than three times the world's total food aid. You know how we send food, to developing countries that need our help? Japan throws out more than three times that amount of food. And you can imagine that if I'm reading about Japan, that what the United States looks like, what Australia looks like, you know, what it's like for other countries. Incredible, the amount of waste.
It is, and it all starts at home to where you stop the waste, and then it goes up. It doesn't start up and then come down. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So is there anything else you want to know, Donna, about the Grow Your Own Food movement?
No, I am learning. As I said, I am learning. And you know, you can tell it's different. It tastes different. It smells different. And it's better for you. And I'm learning that every single day.
Me too.
Very cool. And you've been listening to the Gardening Network with Lisa Sellers-Roberts, Donna M. Butler, and Siobhan Shaw, all at varying stages of gardening expertise. And we come to you every Monday, and over the next couple of months, July and August, we're going to come to you every second Monday, or actually every the first and third Monday of every month, so until the fall, and when we'll come back in the fall and we'll kind of get back into the weekly thing. But everybody's taking some vacation time, some downtime, getting busy with their gardens, and so tune in the first and third Monday of every month over the next few months over the summer. And get outside, be active, right, ladies?
Yes, be active. Enjoy the sunshine and start the digging.
Oh, I love it. Diggity.
And you can read, Lisa writes our blogs on the Gardening Network and gardeningnetwork.com, so you can check that out. She has written some amazing blogs there.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And if they have any questions, they can email us, too. I'll be glad to answer any questions or do the research for them.
Ooh.
Ooh. There you go. Make it work.
Have I set myself out there? I'll do it.
And growing your own food is therapeutic. It helps you increase your awareness where your food's coming from, and sourcing it locally is I think an important part of, you know, life for us. And I think that, you know, we're going to leave the next generations thriving, not just surviving, if we can teach them to garden, to source their food locally, to grow or to eat what's in season, to learn how to can, freeze.
That's right.
You know, all that amazing stuff. And the Gardening Network is brought to you by Little Crop Circles. Grow more in small spaces. The littlecropcircles.com is how you find them. And they've got a new updated website with some overhead photos of Little Crop Circles growing food. That's really cool.
Beautiful.
And Lisa, any final words? 10 seconds.
Thank you, ladies, and enjoy the day and get out there and go and grow.
Awesome. See you next
and
time.
Donna, your final
you
comments
time.
Of the day.
Going back to the patch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there we go. Keep growing, everybody.